the Validus stepped into the ocean. The boiling sea had not been named so in irony. More chemical mess than body of water, it was fed a constant stream of corrosives and pollutants by the waste pipes servicing Armageddon's hives and manufactura. Superheated by the toxic mix, the sea never cooled. The Validus remained unbowed as the sea did its best to beat back the intruder, weathering the barrage of rolling waves that broke against its torso.
Engineer Luag, status.
Integrity is holding, Princeps. Ablative plating will dissolve in less than 2 days, Terran standard. The hull and superstructure are under no immediate threat.
Very good. Alert me if the situation changes.
Aye.
Advancing. Tactical stride.
The Validus pushed on, lurching unevenly as it struggled for footing on the undulating seabed. The water, displaced by the Titan's monolithic bulk, surged up around it, rising into a simmering wall before crashing down over the fire plains. Seth listened in silence as the Validus's sensoria fed the death screams of the 11th Armored to his helm. The lucky ones died quickly, swept into the sea, dissolved before they could scream. The others, the unfortunate, soaked by the corrosive liquid. Cast across the plain, they were left to die an agonizing death as their skin bubbled from their bones.
Such a waste.
Nathaniel snarled, unconcerned with who heard him. Seth turned his gaze to Nerissa. Her face was impassive, as steely cold as her actions.
You would use the tools of the Xenos to do the Emperor's work?
Seth gestured to the pendant hanging around the Inquisitor's neck. It was a single oval gem, the color of darkness and blood. He had seen its like before, affixed to the breastplates of the accursed Eldar. Nerissa glanced down at the gem.
A weapon is a weapon, is it not? It is the wielder that is important.
Perhaps. But the worth of a warrior can be judged by the weapons they use to make war.
So what then is your worth, Chapter Master? What will history remember of a warrior who deploys black-armored beasts to fight his battles?
Seth grimaced, suppressing a growl as Nerissa forced her words into his mind.
Be careful to what you turn your thoughts, Inquisitor. You, of all people, should know that a mind that wanders in dark places is soon lost.
We've reached bottom.
The Princeps status report drew Seth's attention, breaking the baleful silence between him and Nerissa.
The terrain evens out from here. Proceeding at one-half striding speed. Estimated arrival in 23.85 minutes.
The Validus's pilot's tone was flat. To him, war was a perfunctory task. He acted devoid of emotional intent. Seth's thoughts turned to his flesh terrors, to the rage that flowed through their veins. It was the chapter's secret, a truth each of them was charged with concealing, yet its touch made them more honest indeed than any of their allies. Unlike the Princeps, their actions were all emotive. Unlike the Inquisitor, they did not pretend to be anything but monsters.
Contacts.
Number and direction.
14, fast-moving from the northwest. 18, and there are a dozen more coming from below.
Hello?
The orcs have been using submersibles to cut off our supply routes over the sea. It does not seem to trouble them that their craft eventually corrode in the water.
Harahel, Megatron, stand ready.
Seth voxed the flesh terrors, stationed in the vaulted bastions that were the Validus's legs.
You have incoming.